streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
For endless hot water, choose Navien. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com. Save hundreds on rebates, too. Covering the NBA since 93, Rick Bucher, Fox Sports. We got a lot of things going on here. All right, let's just address this. My Ja Morant take. I'm not saying he's not great.
Yeah.
But valuable is beyond highlights and vertical and...
Yeah.
You can't give him MVP. They're offensively, they're better this morning than they were 20 games ago with him, aren't they?
Oh, come on, Colin. You know what? This is the problem with you having me on the show this late into the show, is that there's so much that I have to fix once I get here, and I've only got 5-10 minutes. I don't have enough time. But here's the distinction, and I love the comparisons that you made with Derrick Rose, and you could have added Kobe Bryant in there. There are certain guys, and to answer your question, I have a vote. Is Ja Morant going to be at the top of my ballot? No, absolutely not. Is 18-2 without him going to convince a lot of voters that he doesn't even deserve to be on the ballot? Probably so. But the idea that they don't need Ja Morant because they're 18-2 without him is ignoring the fact that there are different types of most valuable players. Sometimes there's the physical guy. There's the guy like the Chris Paul, who is the distributor, who does things that gets everybody the ball and gets them shots. Chris Paul benefits from that because he knows that he can't do those things, so he has to utilize the pieces around him. And then there are guys like Ja Morant and Derrick Rose who are as much, and I'd even throw Steph Curry in this category, emotional and mental most valuable players, in that they are inspirational, in that their team knows if we can get this guy to the playoffs, if we can get this guy with home court advantage, he can take us where few players can take us. And that's what Ja Morant gives you. Now, this is Taylor Jenkins is one of my Coach of the Year candidates in a big way. And they have extremely good role players. They also have a great composition as far as their roster. they can exist and function without Ja because of that. But make no mistake, the reason they're playing the way that they're playing, the reason that the Chicago Bulls played the way they did with and for Derrick Rose is because they know what that guy is capable of in terms of taking them to the next level in the postseason. Ja Morant, one of the few guys whose numbers actually go up in the playoffs. And I'm gonna date myself here real quickly, but I'm going to give you an example of what I mean. I covered the Warriors when Chris Webber, his first year. Mm-hmm. Second year, wanted to be traded. That team, in spite of Chris Webber not being on the floor, with the hope and the expectation that he was going to be back and what they would be able to accomplish, went 7-1. And then he was traded. And the hope of what he would do for them completely extinguished. They won 7 more games that entire season. They came back to who they were because they lost that hope and what they could be because of that one player. Mm. That is what's driving the Memphis Grizzlies in much the same way that it drives the Chicago Bulls. So you made a convincing argument. It just doesn't take into account there are other factors in what a most valuable player is.
So I'm watching Winning Time. Have you seen that, Joy? Okay, so I've watched 5 episodes. It's wildly entertaining.
I watched 3.
Oh, I watched the first one. I was like, oh no, it grows on you. It really is fascinating. Yeah. But one of my takeaways is there's a lot of conflict in it. Jerry Buss, Jack McKinney, Magic and Kareem, Jerry West, conflict, battles. Mm-hmm. That's how they made it into a dynasty. Battles. Brady and Belichick didn't go to dinner in 20 years. Behind the scenes, battles. And one of the things I liked about it, Magic and Kareem, they made Kareem uncomfortable. They brought in a young kid. They took the ball out of his hands. You can't do 15 skyhooks a night. And I said to myself, that Jerry Buss's brilliance was he challenged this legendary Kareem. He challenged the NBA. He challenged Red Auerbach. And I said, we have a similar situation now because it was a dead franchise and he revived it. They're not a dead franchise now, but like a Kareem, they've got a LeBron who's still great. But he doesn't like to play with young players. He's got his way of doing things. And will Jeannie Buss say, no, I'm going to take a page from my father. I'm going to challenge the icon. We're going to get rid of these guys outside of LeBron. We're going to force him to play with young players, play at a faster pace or whatever it was. So as I watched Winning Time, I thought, the gateway into rebuilding this puppy, your dad gave it to you. Now, I may be reaching here, but my question is, the Lakers aren't dead, but they feel like they're close to it. I think they need a big swing. They're not making the playoffs. They get extinguished in an hour if they got in. What do you make of them in the next 12 to 24 months?
I like your idea. I don't know that Jeannie Buss or Rob Pelinka or anybody at this point in terms of the power. You're not taking into account that as big as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in his day and as iconic, he in no way had the power and authority that LeBron James and the Clutch Agency have versus what the Lakers have at this stage. So I like your idea. It's also, at that time, the salary, I'm not even sure that there was a salary cap in that day and age.
I don't think there was.
At this point, that's something that you have to deal with. And can you exchange all these pieces in the time that it is going to take you to get where you need to go during LeBron James's whatever he has left? That's the issue. There's just so many elements in the way. Again, I'm going to date myself, but at the very beginning of my career, I actually covered the 49ers when Eddie DeBartolo was still the owner. And they didn't have, he could buy his way, and he was going to. I'm going to buy my way to Super Bowls, and was willing to spend more in a variety of ways than any other owner. That's the approach that Jerry Buss took and is demonstrating through Winning Time. And that ability to do that unilateral, I'm going to take everything I've got and I'm just going to go after it. The rules today prevent you from doing it on the timeline that would be necessary to win another championship with LeBron James.
Okay, so I'm not into this whole Brooklyn thing. I was the other day. I was talking about this.
You're into the Philly thing. How's that feeling right now?
Well, let's slow down. You're very recency biased, Bucher. But I will say this. I mean, listen, Kyrie and Durant, the best small closer, the best big closer, arguably in the game. They're going to be a handful. I think they're. I'll say this. I don't buy Miami and Boston going forward. Miami has great athletes in Bam and Butler, but not great closers. And I think Boston, I've seen it before. I mean, let's talk about Boston here. I know they're red hot. I don't buy them beating Milwaukee, Philadelphia. And I said this. I would take Brooklyn, believe it or not, over Boston if Ben Simmons came back and never shot and just defended. If he just came and I got his length, I don't buy into, I think, Boston. I've seen it before. What do you make of what they're doing right now?
Yeah, no. Defensively, they're the best team in the league right now, and they've found a stride. What they are, to me, are the San Antonio Spurs, and that they are maximizing what they're able to do on a nightly basis and playing hard or harder than anybody else, and that's getting them wins. And their confidence has risen. But the question is once you get to the postseason, can you go to another level? And again, I don't want to come back to Ja Morant, but Ja Morant is one of those guys who can go to another level. Derrick Rose can go to another level. KD can go to another level. Kyrie can go to another level. Steph can go to another. LeBron, I can go down the line. Who's going to another level for the Boston Celtics? Jason Tatum? I need to see it. I haven't seen it consistently. And is that it? Can Jason Tatum be so good that he elevates the rest of your team? That's the question. So I'm with you, and I feel the same way with the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
They play as close to their capabilities on a nightly basis, much like the Spurs. And that's what gets them their great regular season records. But when you get to the postseason, everybody plays hard.
Yes.
And now it's a matter of, do I have that one guy who can elevate us? Can we take our game to another level? Can our coach take us to another level? And that's what needs to be demonstrated by both the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. So I am 100% with you in as far as those two. It's the Bucks, it's the Nets, it's the Sixers, and then it's the Celtics and the Heat as far as the pecking order in the Eastern Conference.
You don't in the regular season there is a clear advantage to play good defense and play hard. Miami and Boston. Everybody in the postseason plays hard. So you lose that advantage, and now it's just who's taking a shot with 2:30 to go. That's why, even though the Brooklyn stuff's a lot of nonsense, the minute Kyrie can play a home game and I get the best big closer and the best small closer, I mean, seriously, it's a shot-making league. And once you get to the playoffs, Rick, it's a shot-making game because they're all fairly close games.
It is, and it's also a matter of can you ratchet your game up? Last year, the Nets were 23rd in defensive rating in the regular season. They were the third best defensive team in the playoffs once they got there because everybody just locked in and said, we're going to give our all. James Harden was a really good defensive player last year. We've seen Kyrie Irving at times be pretty stingy defensively, so we know what they're capable of. They still have some holes. There's no question about it. But can they elevate themselves? They're 22nd in defensive rating now. I would expect that they're going to be a much better team defensively in the postseason. But by the way, and just as a last tag on the Ja Morant thing,
go back
and look at who they played in those 20 games. There was a lot of Sacramento, a lot of Portland, a lot of Houston.
Pros.
A lot of bottom dwellers that team took care
Houston,
of when Ja Morant was not in the
Houston
lineup.
Team.
Accurate and fair.
Portland team plays very hard. All right, Bucher, get out of here.
Oh, my goodness. God,
Rick Bucher. Okay, they played some dogs, some welcome mats, nonetheless.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Joy Taylor with the news.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Amari Cooper is a Brown now, and Kevin Stefanski talked about how happy he is that he is on their roster.
I think the first thing you notice when you meet Amari is just how physically, how big he is and how imposing he can be. And you see that in his play. He's physical with the ball in his hands. He can snap open versus man coverage. He's been a productive player in his career. He's made a lot of plays, someone that we're going to be counting on. Really excited to get to work with him.
72 catches, I think, is his career average. Kind of get about 70, 72 catches.
Last season, he had 68 receptions, 865 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Yeah. It was his first season with fewer than 1,000 yards receiving since 2017.
Total pro. He's a total route running pro. And in a league with speed and all these great athletes, he's kind of one of those. He's your Chris Paul. We just don't. His highlights don't blow us away. DeAndre Hopkins do. Cooper Kupp. I mean, a lot of the great receivers, you're like, it's wow stuff. Mike Evans' physical size. You look up, he's got 72 catches and 6 touchdowns.
So they have Donovan Peoples roster, Donovan Peoples Jones on their roster still, and they were reportedly still trying to sign Jarvis Landry, who the Chiefs maybe interested in as well.
So they've got a one and they've got a three.
Yes.
So if they go draft a two, they're fine. David Njoku's an excellent tight end. They just didn't throw to him for the last 3 years.
My thing with the, and I look, I love Amari Cooper to the Browns. I think it's a great move for them. I don't think Dallas is as good without him. Even CeeDee Lamb is a great receiver, but we've seen the numbers, as you showed earlier, of Dak Prescott without Amari Cooper. I once again just feel like the Browns are really good on paper. They have a lot of talent.
Yes.
We say this. We've been saying this.
Yes, for
we
a
say
long
it, and
time.
I like Kevin Stefanski. I thought for a moment that the culture was shifting in Cleveland, and I don't believe that it is.
Yeah.
So I'm fully in. I had already sold all my Baker stock, which is essentially selling my stock on the Browns.
Yeah.
They have talents everywhere. I'm just going to wait, sit back and see.
Right.
I have zero expectations for how all of this is going to play out because I don't believe that the Browns have a good culture. And I don't
think. Well, they don't. Yeah. The GM and coach are trying to change it, but the owner's got a lot of say. Yeah.
So funny. That is very debatable. I do not know what's going to happen with the Cleveland Browns. I have no expectations. They have shown nothing to show me that they are overcoming the reputation that they've had for the last 20 years. You want a playoff game.
Yeah.
When you look at the roster that they've had and the talent that they have, they are underachieving.
Yeah.
So I'm not picking on them, but like you are what you do, and you are habitually in the same situation. So I think it's a great move for them.
Yeah.
They have a lot of talent, but they've had a lot of talent.
Yeah.
The first pick in this year's draft is the 44th in the second round.
Well, there's good receivers there.
Yeah. So there was a lot of talk about the overtime rules last season, particularly in the postseason. Was it fair? And today, the NFL owners voted to allow each team a possession during overtime, but only during the postseason. A source also added that changing it for the postseason only should not be interpreted as a dry run for also changing it during the regular season. Down the line, there remains very strong resistance to extending it during regular season games. This rule change was proposed by the Eagles and the Colts, although their proposal wasn't playoff specific. So regular season overtime rules will remain the same. I know there is a little bit of reaction towards, you know, NFL defenses being dead and this means it's the end of defense. And I get it. I like a good, strong defense. Defensive players throughout history have been some of my favorite players in the history of the game. I get it. But you can't have all the rules skewing towards the offensive side of the ball. You can't put the value monetarily and criticism and emphasis on one particular position that's on the offensive side of the ball in the quarterback, and now in a lot of ways on your skill positions, and then expect NFL defenses in the biggest moments against the best offenses to be able to get stops, and this is all being determined by a coin flip. You just can't put that much emphasis on a coin flip. So I am perfectly fine with this change. I think it does actually make the game more fair, and in the postseason when everything's on the line,
that's
you
different.
Don't want players, coaches, organizations walking away from the game saying, man, we could have won this if the coin had flipped our way.
Yeah, I mean, nobody thinks that the overtime rule is changing the landscape of the playoffs. Like, the teams that get in should get in, the teams that don't. But it is possible to argue that they did change the landscape of a Super Bowl when Brady got the ball first against Mahomes. Remember that like 3 or 4 years ago?
Yes.
Nobody's saying, you know, the league, if you change the overtime rules, it would dramatically change the regular season. No, it wouldn't. The good teams get in. There's too many games, too much meat on the bone. But when you get into a sudden death Chiefs, Brady, Mahomes, then it can change the history of the league.
Correct.
If the great, and so that's what you're trying to avoid here. It's not screwing the regular season up.
No, and I like that they don't need to change it during the regular season.
No.
It's essentially even. Because during the regular season, you're not going against the best competition and the best quarterbacks and the best coaches.
But you don't want to alter history.
Correct.
And
also during the regular season, it's a long situation. You're extending the amount of time and hours and hits and plays that these players are going through, and then they have to play next week. You obviously do have to do that in the postseason as well, but it's not as punitive to your body.
Right.
So I think this is a great change. I think fans will like it. Players will like it. Organizations, to your point, will like it because it's not affecting history the way that it was. It just can't come down to a coin flip when you have all the rules leaning towards the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
So I love this change. So last night, we are in the middle of the tournament still, and last night's game was amazing.
So I was doing something. Twitter was going crazy.
Yes.
This was supposed to be the game of the year.
It was an incredible basketball showcase. It was so much fun. So the number two UConn women's team defeated number one NC State 91-87 in double overtime last night. It's the 14th consecutive Final Four for UConn. It was the first double overtime game in the Elite Eight or later in the history of the women's basketball tournaments. It had 9 ties and 13 lead changes. So the Huskies led by 3 with 6.2 seconds to go in the first overtime. But Jakia Brown-Turner hit a corner 3, an unbelievable shot, to send it to the second overtime. UConn star Paige Becker scored 27 points on 10 of 15 shooting. She was unbelievable. She had missed 19 games earlier this season to a knee injury, so she's the reigning National Player of the Year. And the Wolfpack fell short of appearing in the program's first Final Four since 1998. They ended their incredible season 13-4, but it was a fantastic game. And Gino was incredibly emotional. I mean, he was crying after the game. He said it was one of the best games he's ever been a part of, and he's led the Huskies to 22 Final Four appearances. It was a fantastic watch. It was one of those. There was a point in overtime where I gasped. Like, I was like, I couldn't believe it. It was such a great game. So now the Huskies will play Stanford on Friday, and South Carolina will play Louisville, who just beat Michigan 62-50, and South Carolina beat Creighton 80-50. So both of these matchups are going to be incredible.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd.
It was funny because there were so many NBA guys on social media going, the hell is going on? You got to turn this game on.
It honestly was one of the best basketball games I've watched. It was fantastic.
That's where social media is great. Like, if I'm doing stuff, I'm not paying attention, and somebody goes, you've got to see blank.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to turn my TV on. I would have had no idea.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there. What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jumpstart your morning with M-Drive. Start convenient protein powder, nutrition, energy, rest of the day. So it's the three-word game. We did the AFC yesterday. We're going to do the NFC. I believe you can succinctly describe everything in life with three words. I can describe joy in three words. I'm not sure what those are. She travels a lot.
Yes.
A lot is two words. All right, here we go. NFC three-word game. Let's start Rams. McVay's the way. Listen, they lost some really good pieces. They lost their best offensive lineman and their best pass rusher. You trust Sean McVay. He's built the best culture, in my opinion, in the NFL. I'm going to trust him. They got 8 draft picks, none in the first, none in the second. In Sean, we trust. Niners, Trey's Bay now. They upgraded at corner and at safety. Let's see what works. It's not a quarterback-centric offense. I think he's a raw prospect still, but I think Shanahan is one of the great scheme coaches or perhaps the best in the league, so here we go. Cardinals, Murray up offense. Listen, they re-signed James Conner and Zach Ertz. They're also going to get DeAndre Hopkins back. Listen, there's some drama with him. You got to re-sign him. What were you before him? What are you now? You're an ascending franchise. I know he's difficult. That guy in Green Bay is too. It's a quarterback league now more than ever. Re-sign him. Seahawks. Legion of whom? Yeah, it's a 28th-ranked defense. They've made changes on the staff last several years. Now it's Drew Lock at quarterback. I don't know what they are. I think they're Atlanta of the Pacific Northwest. They've got a couple of nice pieces. They're moving Bobby Wagner. I think they should draft a quarterback. 9th pick, I'd take Malik Willis. Packers, not Adams' family. Devontae Adams is gone, and so now it's Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, and Amari Rodgers, who is a rookie out of Clemson, who's kind of a return guy. It's not great. And they draft late first round. I would trade those 2 picks to get somewhere in the top 15, seriously, and try to hit a home run at wide receiver. Because they really, you know, they don't have the cap space. Aaron Rodgers is a 13.5% cap hit. They don't have a lot of space. Vikings, the Minnesota Vikings. Listen, Za'Darius Smith and Hunter have 70 sacks in 4 years. I do think, I will say this, they have an offensive coach. Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins, if not at odds, weren't great together, didn't mesh together. The winner this year is Kirk Cousins. New contract, new offensive coach. Bears taking the fields. Justin Fields, it's your team. They lost key pieces, Khalil Mack defense, Allen Robinson offense, and they've only got one receiver, Darnell Mooney, who had over 500 yards. Let's see. It's a weak division. I'm interested. I don't know how good he is. He's big, he's athletic, and he's got a heck of an arm. Let's see. Lions, Goff and running. DJ Chark, and Amon-Ra St. Brown from USC. He's got two good young receivers. I don't think offense is their problem. They couldn't stop anybody. I think their offense is okay. I would not draft a quarterback. I would go get, if I could, a pass rusher. Somebody solve that defense. But, you know, Jared Goff doesn't have a great record without Sean McVay. But in the end, when I watch them play, I don't think Goff is the issue. They are literally, they played pretty hard against really good teams. They have no depth and no defense. Buccaneers. Brady back ribs. That was awful, but we just thought we'd play with that. Listen, you know what Tom does. Tom's back. Recruiting's back. They'll be really good. Russell Gage, if you've not seen him from Atlanta, because you don't watch Atlanta games, pretty good player. He'll be their number three receiver behind Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. Cameron Braid at tight end, maybe Gronk. He's a good player. Falcons, an empty nest. Listen, they're tanking. They have massive dead cap Matt Ryan money. Marcus Mariota is actually fun to watch and can win games. He is just a guy that's a little bit brittle. Saints, Winston, lose some. The Saints are going to go with Jameis Winston, and there are obviously some limitations with Jameis Winston, but it's not a good quarterback draft. They don't have the pick. He is productive. The question now, Sean Payton's gone, defensive coach, now the head coach. How's it work? My guess is not particularly well. Panthers on the prowl. Well, they could still trade for Baker Mayfield. That's the rumor this morning. Good luck with that. They're paying Sam Darnold. I think you tough it out, see what you can do for a year. Cowboys, boys lose toys. Cedric Wilson, Amari Cooper, Lyle Collins, Randy Gregory, Connor Williams. I know it's a bad division. That is a lot of ammo and a lot of physical talent. Not been a good season, off season for Jerry Jones. Eagles, glass half fill. Hassan Reddick is one of the really good pickups, a linebacker. Jalen Hurts got you to the playoffs. They have three high first round picks. My takeaway on these picks is I wouldn't go quarterback. I'd get a receiver. I'd go offensive line. Keep your eye on Philadelphia. Glass half fill. Commanders. Wentz upon time. All right. I like Carson Wentz better than America. Big, strong, and athletic. Mistake prone. Say it again. If Derek Carr doesn't make the greatest throw of his career to Hunter Renfrow, they make the playoffs. I'm going to take him to win the division. At the chagrin of every reasonable person in America. Finally, Giants, Jones in for change. Listen, I don't think Brian Daboll, I think he wants to draft a quarterback. But the owners who reached for Daniel Jones are going to give him another chance. My problem with Daniel Jones is, it's just I feel like I've hit the ceiling, and I don't like what I see from the ceiling. I feel a little bit that with Tua. I'm seeing the ceiling. It's not high enough. But the Mara family, Brian Daboll, they're going to have to give him a year, see if he can elevate him. You keep your fingers crossed if you're a fan of the Big Blue. Hustler Turf, the brand lawn care pros have trusted for years. Premium zero-turn lawnmowers, HustlerTurf.com, 1,400 dealers. Joy and I are back tomorrow. See you.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.